Hey, what's up, my friends? Very excited to be back with you. Welcome to another episode of the show. So I was thinking today about the three things that feel like really kind of the cornerstone of the healing journey. And so today I'm going to talk to you about the three things that I've learned about healing my own trauma. And this conversation is really kind of a, I'm going to call it an open dialogue with me, between me, that you get to sit and listen into. And so I kind of plotted out a few points that I wanted to go through with you, while understanding that depending on where you are in your journey, this may or may not apply to you. And as I thought about that more, and as I think about that more in real time, I feel like depending on where you are, you should still do this anyway. So I'm going to lay out, this is just my thoughts, my opinions, of course. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for being here. I appreciate you greatly. So let's get into it. So there's three things that I think that I've probably learned that are the most profound about healing my trauma. Number one is trust yourself. I had to learn to trust myself. And this was so incredibly difficult, because the only thing I really understood growing up was that if I tried to be who I was, there was some kind of ramification or punishment coming along with that. And as an autonomic response to those stressors, we learn to effectively turn ourselves off, right? We switch into this identity of being what other people want us to be. This is something I've covered many, many times on the show. But I want to go a little bit deeper into this concept of what it means to trust yourself and what it meant for me. I felt so incredibly lost about who I was as a kid, and even in my teens and 20s, that it was terrifying at times to be able to step into who I've become today and who I will become. And it was terrifying because I felt fake all the time. You might relate to this in some capacity. I felt like eventually the shoe would drop and people would find out who I really was, right? And at the time, especially when I was starting to transition into becoming this different version of me, there were a lot, that's an understatement. I had created so much chaos in my life, and I had burned everything down, that I felt inevitably doomed. Like I felt like that's what I was heading to. I felt like I had done so many deplorable and disastrous things that there's no way I'd make it through the other side. And a lot of those things I look back at today and I think to myself, man, I'm still picking up the pieces from those. And it's not just lying and cheating. It's like hurting my brothers, fighting my brothers, like physical violence with people. It was, you know, getting my car repossessed, not paying my bills, sleeping with my friends' girlfriends. It was doing a lot of these things that I honestly wasn't cognizant of. I know that's going to sound crazy. I know people are going to listen to that, and you may hear this right now and be like, how can you not be cognizant of it? But think about how any time in your life you've done something really dumb and you're like, I actually didn't mean to do that. That's how I feel like the first 26 years of my life were. I was like, I didn't feel like I'm meant to do some of these things. I didn't mean to destroy relationships. I didn't, you know, one of the things that I've talked about before is when one of my best friends got murdered, it's like I hadn't talked to him for years because of something stupid, a grudge I was holding on to. And so I'm in this journey and I'm starting to heal. I'm starting to go through the paces. And the only thing I can ever think to myself is like, oh, actually what's happening here is that I'm trying to become this other person, but all of my truth is going to come out. And that was true. And it did. And it has. And I think about this a lot, that some point in this journey of mine, there will be more truth that exposes itself. And I will face that. And I will sit in it and I'm like, yep, that's what I did then. That's what I did 26 years ago, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, 10 years ago, 7 years ago, a year ago, right? We're always on an evolution and a journey. And so this idea and concept about trusting myself was a dichotomy versus feeling like, how do you trust yourself when you've burned down everything around you because you've been told that you're worthless, you suck, you're a piece of shit, you've been locked in closets, beaten, and all of these things, right? And so what effectively started to happen is I just said, let's see what happens. And I was willing to step into a lot of discomfort. And in that discomfort, I started to trust myself more. And that discomfort started first with telling the truth. And that was the hardest thing that I did. like even to this day in a lot of capacities, being honest, especially when it's very, very, very difficult, ending a relationship, walking away from a business partner, closing down a business, not doing something because I feel like it's not in alignment with me, even though it's someone I care about. Like anytime that those truths come up, it's much easier to sit in them today because I've learned that it's okay to be who you are and want what you want and receive what you are prepared to receive and give what you're prepared to give. And so I just started telling the truth. That was it. And it sucked. Like it sucked massively. I remember one time I went and I called one of my brothers and I was like, can we just talk? And he's like, fuck you. And that was the response for a long time until it wasn't. And I just kept trying to push into this idea of this version of who I am. So that's what I did every single day. And that's what I still continue to do. And as I did that, the trusting myself thing, it just became my new normal. And that's what I want you to think about. Like, how can trusting yourself become the new normal? How can you do that? Well, the way that you do that is first, you have to be honest with yourself. You have to have clarity about what you actually want. And when you get that, you just move towards it bit by bit every single day. The second thing was I had to remove people from my life. Now, I know this is something I've talked about before. This is something everybody on planet Earth talks about, but most people don't go into the construct of like understanding why it's important to do this. And I don't even know that I've necessarily effectively done that. And what I realized is I had to remove people from my life because they started to think that I was better than them. And I've never felt that way about anybody. And that comes from this space because here I am now heading into my late 20s and I'm starting to shift a lot of things. I'm not drinking so much. I'm not partying so much. I'm not smoking cigarettes. I'm not getting high all the time. I'm not eating garbage food. I'm going to the gym multiple times a week. I'm putting myself in this situation where I'm going to therapy and I'm starting to dive into the personal development work. And there's these micro shifts that are happening. And I was still trying to stay connected to those people in my life because I love them. And I thought, well, even though I'm changing, they'll get it, they'll understand, and they'll still be my friend either way. We'll be right back to today's show, but first I need to ask you a question. Are you feeling stuck? Are you feeling like you don't have the support to go to the next level in your healing journey? Are you feeling like you wish you had a little bit more support from not only myself, but the Unbroken Nation? Well, my friend, I want to invite you to come and join our live weekly coaching sessions in Think Unbroken. All you have to do is go to Keys, K-E-Y-S, keys.thinkunbroken.com to sign up and join us today with 100% money back, no questions asked, guaranteed, and no contract or commitment. Every week for the next year, you can come and be a part of our live coaching sessions each Monday as we dive deep into not only answering your questions, but questions from the Unbroken Nation and help you take all of the information that you learn in the podcast, in the courses, and other areas of this journey, bring them into your life and use it in a way that is practical, life-changing, and transformative. So my friend, join us at keys.thinkunbroken.com and we will see you this Monday.
And what started to happen is we would go to bars, we would go to clubs, we would go do whatever that thing was, and I would sit there and drink soda water. I did this forever, and I wouldn't get drunk. And I would leave at 10:30 at night. And the next day I'd get up at 6 and I would do yoga and meditate and go to the gym. And instead of watching football with them all day on Sunday, I would be working on my personal development or growing a business. And instead of going and partying all the time and those things, it was just, I'm going to move myself further and deeper into me. And I remember when and I've shared this story before, but I told my three best friends at the time my background of abuse and trauma. And I said, I have to leave and I have to go to what's next. And one of the guys, as I'm sharing my life and I'm saying, hey, this is what's happening. I've hit this rock bottom. You actually don't know about it, but it was about 3 years ago. And I have to pull myself out of this because I feel chaotic. In the middle of our conversation, one of the guys pulls out his cell phone and checks the score of the game. And I was like, okay, cool. Now I get it. Now I understand what's actually happening here. And as I traveled and I went and I moved to this new place, I would have these conversations with these old friends. I'm like, hey, come visit me. Please come visit me. I need you, right? And And in some capacity, I truly mean that I did. I was alone. I wasn't lonely, even though I was at times, but I was alone and I was away from everything I knew. Because I think there's a huge importance in picking up and going somewhere else. I think it's one of the most important things you can do in your journey. Actually, I'm going to add four things. This is the 2-A, leave wherever you grew up. Pack your shit and go. It will change your life forever. I promise you this. And so I'm calling these guys. We're having these conversations. I'm like, please come visit me. Just see where I'm at. Come and experience this different version of my life. Not one of them. Let me rephrase. One did, but he happened to be in town anyway. It wasn't, I don't know. I'm glad that we got to spend time today together. I won't go down a path of a lot of other things, but anyway. So I've realized I had to start cutting those people out of my life, and I did entirely. And there's times where I think probably just because of the social nature of what we are as humans and our vast curiosity, I'll pop onto social media and I'll see what they're up to. And it's like, yep, they're doing the same thing. Literally doing the same thing as 13 years ago, 10 years ago. I'm like, no, I'm good. And you have to be able to give that to yourself. And I never felt, and I still don't feel, even today, even in my circles today, like I look at the people in my life and they're so incredibly different. Personal growth oriented. They're fit. They're healthy. They're not big drinkers. They're not big smokers. They travel the world. They speak on stage. They bring value to people's lives. They run their own businesses. They're very much where I am, right? And that has held a lot of power in my life because then they get it, right? If I go talk to my old friends and I was like, hey, this is where I'm at, they'll be like, I don't understand. And that's okay. And they don't have to understand. And this is the thing about removing people from your life. They don't even have to understand why you're doing it. You do, though. And that applies to, again, relationships, business partners, career, to the people that your kids play with. I mean, all of the things. Like, it sucks. I'm not going to lie, it sucks, because there's times I miss, like, I'll never be like, I don't miss that lifestyle. The jet setting to concerts and partying and getting stoned and random hookups and that whole thing. There's always a part of me where I'm like, that was a really interesting time, but it was chaos. It was chaos, and it's not what I want because it doesn't move me towards my goals and it doesn't give me the ability to show up every single day. And so when you're removing people from your life, you have to understand, like, you're doing it for you, not against them. And on a long enough timeline, that plays itself out. And you see it happen all the time. And number three, which is probably arguably the most difficult thing that we do, is we let go. Eventually, you're going to have to let go. Eventually, you're going to have to look at all the things in your life, assess them, heal, do the work, get the coach, get the therapist, push yourself into places that you've never been, get uncomfortable, travel, all of that stuff. And at the frame and baseline of all of it, you're going to have to let go. Let go of everything. Everything that has held you back, all the old identities, all the old people, all the old abuse, all the everything. You're just going to have to let it go. And that's what I realized. I was like, oh, I'm carrying this. It's like, I teach this to my clients all the time. If I gave you a 1,000-pound backpack, how long would you carry that around with you? At what point would you make a decision to put it down? And that's what I realized. I was like, my finger, everyone knows this story. My mother cut my finger off when I was 4 years old. Right. And I carry that. I carried it forever. And I would hide it. I would literally tuck my finger under my other fingers. I would hide it. There's shame, the guilt of it, even though I'm not responsible for it. And when I let go, what I realized is I could turn that scar into my very superpower. And that's what I did. And that's what I've done. And that's what's allowed us to help people. And at the end of the day, when I think about letting go, it's not necessarily like, it's definitely not, let me rephrase it. It's definitely not pretending that the thing that happened didn't happen, because that's fucking nonsensical. That's not going to help you. What it is, it's about giving yourself peace and freedom. And in that, you'll find love. Self-love first and foremost, but then you'll find love of the world. You'll discover things aren't as bad as you think they are. And life will become this really beautiful journey for you. And that's what has happened to me, because as I've let go, I've realized I can step further and deeper into my dreams, into the ideas of the person that I want to be, and I can show up living life on my terms. And if you have the willingness to do that, it's incredible what happens, because ultimately, now in this space of freedom and love and exploration, you're in truth, like real truth. And you can start asking yourself hard questions. Did I show up today? Did I live life on my terms? Did I execute the game plan? Was I a great brother, mother, sister, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, lover, friend, community member, supportive human being, business owner, boss, leader, right? And you can start doing inventory. Did I spend time where I said I was going to spend time? Did I follow through when I said I was going to follow through? Did I do all these things? And what happens when you get to this space, you start to do it without shame and guilt, and instead in curiosity and responsibility and accountability. And it's one of the most beautiful things that happen. So for me, those are the three most important things that have come to mind that I've learned about healing my trauma. It's trusting yourself, removing people, and letting go. My friends, thank you so much for listening. It means the world to me. Do me a favor, be an action taker, not a consumer. Go and leave a review for the podcast on Apple Podcast or Spotify. Check us out on YouTube if you just search Think Unbroken. Come and subscribe, because every time you take one of these actions, you're helping other people discover this information, which will help change their life. And so that makes you a part of something really big and very, very special. So until next time, my friends, be unbroken. I'll see you. Hey, Unbroken Nation, we'll be right back to the show, but I wanted to let you know that you can grab a copy of my first book, Think Unbroken, Understanding and Overcoming Childhood Trauma, for free. If you go to book.thinkunbroken.com, you can download the PDF ebook version of the book and get everything that I know about the baseline of healing trauma for free, downloaded to your email right now. Just go to book.thinkunbroken.com to download your copy of Think Unbroken, Understanding and Overcoming Childhood Trauma for a PDF for your phone. Again, that is book.thinkunbroken.com. Thank you so much for listening to Think Unbroken. Please share this episode with someone who could use it and help us move forward in our mission of ending generational trauma in our lifetime. And if you would, please take 5 seconds to pop on iTunes or Spotify, hit that 5-star, leave a review, and you can also reach out to us on social at Michael Unbroken or at Think Unbroken. And of course, you can check out our YouTube channel at Think Unbroken. Thank you for being a part of Unbroken Nation, my friends, and until next time, be unbroken.